Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, if you've seen an influx of new AI fake videos, it's not just all in your head. Tech reporter Mike Dubusky joining us here with the latest. It's all coming from the new ChatGPT OpenAI video AI platform Sora, which, Mike, my first question for you is, do you have an access code to this app that you can share with me? Because I want to make some videos for fantasy football.
No, unfortunately, I was not deemed worthy enough to be a part of Sora in its early days. That just speaking to how limited a rollout this is that OpenAI is instituting with Sora. This is an invite-only app. You kind of got to know a guy in order to get access to it. And it's exclusive to iPhones, guys. So if you have an Android phone, unfortunately, you can't download it for right now. Now, even with those restrictions, though, Sora is very popular. According to app figures, about 56,000 people downloaded it on just its first day of release last week. And as you mentioned, it's more popular than the ChatGPT app in Apple's App Store. Also, other competing AI apps out there from competitors like Google's Gemini, Claude from Anthropic, and Grok from Elon Musk's artificial intelligence company.
Does this explain why I'm seeing more and more fake videos on my feeds?
Very possibly. I think it depends on what feeds you're scrolling through necessarily. But this is a tool that you can use to generate short AI videos. OpenAI's been working on this for a little while now. But this is now arranged in a social media style feed. So if you download Sora and you get access to it, you're presented with something that looks and feels and operates a lot like TikTok, guys. So you can scroll through these videos. If you come up with an idea for an AI video, you can prompt the system and it will generate it for you. There are, you know, different features that are unique to this platform, like cameos, where you can, you know, upload your own likeness, your own face, and then put yourself in these AI videos or the faces of your friends in these AI videos. So there's some specific AI stuff here, but it is at its core meant to be a social media platform. And that means that these videos are shareable. It means that they will break containment and show up on platforms like Instagram, X, and others.
What's the level of concern here? Now, some of these are kind of clearly AI. The video I saw of Stephen Hawking going down a skateboarding vert ramp doing flips, that was not real. But, man, it looks real. All of these look really real. Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs after the game Sunday attacking each other looked real. If you didn't know what you were looking for, it's all fake, of course. But what level of concern is there?
I think a high level of concern, certainly. This all runs on Sora 2, so not to be too confusing about the names, but this is the model that underpins Sora, the app. And it's OpenAI's latest artificial intelligence model. They say that the videos that come out of this model are more realistic, more representative of the real world. They can last for longer, more than just a couple seconds, and they can generate faster, meaning that this is meant to keep up with the pace of social media, where you have an idea for a video, you pull out your phone and you make that video. This is kind of meant to match that pace. So yeah, the concern here is high, given that this seems like something that could potentially take off, go viral, especially given how many people are interested in Sora, it seems like, at least from early downloads. The videos themselves do look very realistic. Another one that went viral early on was a security cam footage, again, completely synthetic, of OpenAI CEO Sam Altman stealing computer hardware from a Target. And obviously that was meant in jest, it was meant as a joke, but it really underscores how this can go wrong and how this can be used for harm. OpenAI, for its part, says that for that cameos feature where you can put yourself in AI videos, you can limit that to just yourself being able to use it, just your friends being able to use it, or the general public being able to use it. So OpenAI shifting some of the responsibility onto the users there. In addition, there are watermarks on all of these videos that indicate that they come from Sora. So that's kind of meant to be an easy way to tell where these videos come from and whether they're artificial or not. Of course, it's also easy to very easily crop those watermarks out of these videos. So ways to get around this. OpenAI also says that they are not going to allow the model to make anything that can be used for deceit, fraud, scams, spam, or impersonation. So sort of unclear how they're going about doing that. As we know, all of these AI models make mistakes. They are not perfect, so they can go wrong. And that means that there are presumably holes in this security system that might need to be plugged.
Yeah, I keep thinking they're going to hurt people with these, right? Anyone who falls for them. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any type of policing. Right?
Yeah, I mean, beyond what we just talked about, where that is what OpenAI would point you to, is that they have these watermarks. They also have metadata within each of these videos where you can kind of go into the code, for lack of a better term, and determine whether it's AI or not. But most people who encounter these videos on their feeds are just spending a couple seconds looking at them, right? And what really starts to fall apart with AI-generated content is close examination, right? You need to kind of focus on something, or you need to let a video play out to its full length in order to really see the inaccuracies and the mistakes that these models always make. Not on social media does everyone do that, right? People scroll quickly and they see something and they don't necessarily click into it or go that extra step to determine whether that's real or not. That's where the real risk factor is here. The other piece of this that we should talk about, guys, is the money piece of this. OpenAI is not a profitable company. They are very prominent and we talk about them all the time, but they are spending more money than they are making off of their subscription services that they have around all of these tools. Social media is a very lucrative business, especially if you're planning to sell advertising next to it. We saw Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook, launch a very similar AI feed just 2 weeks ago. So it seems like there is movement in the AI industry to somehow merge these two technologies, the social media feeds and the AI tools, presumably to get a robust revenue stream going, because again, they're just not making money. Of course, that does come with a lot of risks, as we're seeing with Sora.
Yeah, kind of crazy. They're not making any money. Speaking of the AI, I don't know, Mike, have you seen or heard some of the AI music that's out there? I know we've talked before about the band that's on. I just discovered this new AI. I mean, it's called Fake Music, and they take all these old, rock songs or whatever it is, and they're turning them into like classic 70s soul. And I always would have thought like, wow, I can, AI music, easy to spot out. It probably sounds terrible. It sounds phenomenal. It's unbelievable.
It's very realistic. Yeah, absolutely. And another one that got very popular recently was The Velvet Sundown, which was kind of meant to be this sort of 70s, 80s rock group that got popular on Spotify. And it got popular without people really knowing that it was AI music. Now, Spotify, for its part, says that it supports artists' freedom to use AI. They're also working to create sort of an industry standard for, marking AI-generated content on their platform. But it is becoming a real problem, and we're seeing, pushback from artists in the industry who are already squeezed by the streaming world to kind of push back on this artificially generated content that they say is taking away from their livelihoods.
Not surprising there. Well, Mike, thank you. Always interesting. Mike Dubosky, tech reporter here on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.